Now, will you notice that he silenced these Herodians who wanted to put the house of Herod into power? Verse 18, then come unto him the Sadducees, which say there's no resurrection. They were the liberals of the day. They denied the supernatural, and they asked him, saying, Master, Moses wrote unto us, if a man's brother die and leave his wife behind him and leave no children, that his brother should take his wife, raise up seed unto his brother. And that, by the way, is accurate. That was the illustration in the book of Ruth, by the way. That's the law of the kinsman redeemer. They were accurate, you see. They knew what the scripture said. Now there were seven brethren, and the first took a wife, and dying left no seed. The second took her and died, neither left he any seed. And the third likewise, the seven had her, and left no seed. Last of all, the woman died also. And that's a ridiculous illustration, isn't it? Well, that could be duplicated maybe today in Hollywood or in our contemporary society, but it's ridiculous. Verse 23, their question is, in the resurrection, therefore, when they shall rise, whose wife shall she be of them? For the seven had her to wife. And Jesus answering said unto them, do ye not therefore err, because ye know not the scriptures, nor the power of God? And I would say that that is the difficulty today with those that are so critical of the scriptures. I notice that right now, these that are promoting a program to cut down the population explosion, and I agree with them, though, they say that it's contrary to the Bible, that God said to Adam, you know, be fruitful and multiply. Well, God said that to Adam, but he didn't say that to the Adamses today. He's not talking to this present generation. If you were the only man on the earth, and you and your wife were the only couple, I imagine that's what he'd say to you, because he did repeat it again to Noah, when Noah was very much alone. But he didn't repeat that for us today. I can't find that he's given that to the Christian even. May I say to you, how utterly ridiculous. Now, it reveals on the part of these folks a woeful ignorance of the Bible. And if they showed that much ignorance in other fields, they would be declared ignorant, so ignorant that they ought not to be heard. And yet today, these people spout off about the Bible. Well, of course, the crowd that listens to them is a crowd that is as ignorant of the Bible as they are.